Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's abridged scripture reading is from Judges chapter 16, where we find that Samson had traveled to Gaza and performed several feats of incomprehensible strength. Verse 4. After this, it came about that he loved a woman in the valley of Sorek, whose name was Delilah. The lords of the Philistines came up to her and said to her, "Entice him and see where his great strength lies, and how we may overpower him, that we may bind him to afflict him. Then we will each give you 1,100 pieces of silver." So Delilah said to Samson, "Please, tell me where your great strength is, and how you may be bound to afflict you." Samson said to her, "If they bind me with 7 fresh cords that have not been dried, then I will become weak and be like any other man." Then the lords of the Philistines brought up to her 7 fresh cords that had not been dried, and she bound him with them. Now she had men lying in wait in an inner room, and she said to him, "The Philistines are upon you, Samson." But he snapped the cords as a string of toe snaps when it touches fire, so his strength was not discovered. In verses 10 through 14, we see 2 more accounts of Delilah's question and Samson's deception. In verse 16, we read, "It came about when she pressed him daily with her words and urged him, that his soul was annoyed to death. So he told her all that was in his heart and said to her, 'A razor has never come on my head, for I have been a Nazarite to God from my mother's womb. If I am shaved, then my strength will leave me, and I will become weak and be like any other man.'" When Delilah saw that he had told her all that was in his heart, she sent and called the lords of the Philistines, saying, "Come up once more, for he has told me all that is in his heart." Then the lords of the Philistines came up to her and brought the money in their hands. She made him sleep on her knees and called for a man and had him shave off the 7 locks of his hair. Then she began to afflict him, and his strength left him. She said, "The Philistines are upon you, Samson." And he awoke from his sleep and said, "I will go out, as at other times, and shake myself free." But he did not know that the Lord had departed from him. Then the Philistines seized him and gouged out his eyes, and they brought him down to Gaza and bound him with bronze chains, and he was a grinder in the prison. However, the hair of his head began to grow again after it was shaved off. Now the lords of the Philistines assembled to offer a great sacrifice to Dagon their god, and to rejoice, for they said, "Our God has given Samson, our enemy, into our hands." When the people saw him, they praised their God, for they said, "Our God has given our enemy into our hands, even the destroyer of our country, who has slain many of us." It so happened, when they were in high spirits, that they said, "Call for Samson, that he may amuse us." So they called for Samson from the prison, and he entertained them, and they made him stand between the pillars. Then Samson said to the boy who was holding his hand, "Let me feel the pillars on which the house rests, that I may lean against them." Now the house was full of men and women, and all the lords of the Philistines were there. And about 3,000 men and women were on the roof, looking on while Samson was amusing them. Then Samson called to the Lord and said, "O Lord God, please remember me, and please strengthen me just this time, O God, that I may at once be avenged of the Philistines for my 2 eyes." Samson grasped the 2 middle pillars on which the house rested and braced himself against them, the one with his right hand and the other with his left. And Samson said, "Let me die with the Philistines." And he bent with all his might, so that the house fell on the lords and all the people who were in it. So the dead whom he killed at his death were more than those whom he killed in his life. Then his brothers and all his father's household came down, took him, brought him up, and buried him between Zorah and Eshtaol in the tomb of Manoah his father. Thus he had judged Israel 20 years. Thank you.
Samson is an example of someone who drifted away from the Lord. He had a righteous upbringing with parents who taught him how to obey God, but in time, the temptations of the world became overly attractive to him. Scripture reveals several occasions where Samson gave in to sin. For instance, he desired a pagan woman from Timnah and, despite his parents' warning, broke God's command by marrying her. Another time, he was enraged by his wife's manipulation and killed 30 men. Perhaps the most tragic example is his pursuit of another Philistine woman, Delilah, whose betrayal led to Samson being captured and blinded. Left unchecked, sin will permeate and dominate our life while also affecting others with its repercussions. The first step toward victory over temptation is to become aware of our weaknesses. Next, we must admit helplessness to overcome them on our own. Finally, it's important to acknowledge God's sufficiency to rescue us. In the end, Samson recognized his need for God and prayed for strength to strike back at the Philistines. The sooner we share Samson's final perspective, the better. Living obediently is the way to triumph over sin.